T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your memories bring back, memories bring back your
foodstuffs.
It's 8:05. It's time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. They're doing delivery. They're doing carryout. Dining rooms are open and outdoor seating at all of the locations. We've talked about it often already, but today is National Pina Colada Day. Are you guys fans?
No. I would take a margarita over a pina colada any day.
I would do a virgin one. I like them. Coconut, right?
Yes.
I like the coconut.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Pineapple.
Yeah, I'm with Sue. I would probably do a virgin one of those.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Where are you guys on getting caught
if you're
in the rain?
Not into
well, I do like it.
If you have
I like some sort of escape plan.
If you like making love at midnight.
And where are you on midnight?
On the Cape. Yeah.
National Pina Colada Day. Hope everybody's enjoying it. New flavor for Busch Light. Anheuser-Busch is rolling out a new flavor of Busch Light. Busch Light Apple.
Hmm. I'm listening.
That's really all I got to say about it.
Okay.
They're rolling it out in stores now in the traditional Busch Light 30 packs.
How different is a Busch Light Apple from like a cider beer?
Yeah, like an Angry Orchard.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
But cider beers are usually, like, stronger. They have a high alcohol content. I feel like Busch Light, I don't know.
Busch Light.
I would try it. Apple. I would try it.
It's out now, but no word. I did some heavy research. My whole team is on it. They were up all night. No word on how it tastes yet.
Okay.
And if it was out there, you know the Foodstuffs team would find it. So Busch Light Apple.
They're dedicated.
Oh, are they, Sue? Sometimes too much. Sometimes I'm like, you guys have families. Yeah. You know, go
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's what I demand, though. If you're going to be on the Foodstuffs team, it's a certain amount of loyalty.
Yeah, sure.
The average American has spent 172 hours of the pandemic drunk. That is 7 full days plus 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something. Phew. I know some people that started before noon on some days.
172 hours the last 3 months, or Sue Thomas calls it, not that much.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Cameron Diaz has announced a wine collection. Are we interested in Cameron Diaz's wine?
Oh, Lord. I feel like this is what celebrities do with their free time.
Yeah. Well, they saw, I think, too, what Clooney did, and they were like, well, there's a ton of money in the
good call.
So, yeah.
Well, and Francis Ford Coppola was really the OG celebrity.
That's because he didn't have another choice. He started making terrible movies, and he's like,
I'm going to start growing grapes instead.
Mm-hmm. And aren't his, don't the names of them have like odes to his movies?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't think of
his
a clutter
team isn't
one
as good as yours. Yeah,
exactly. The great father's the best.
This is pretty boozy, boozy food stuff.
Yeah,
here.
As a non-drinker, I'm like, okay, well,
it's Friday.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true.
Boozy food stuff's Friday. I don't know. It's called Aveline. It came out yesterday. She's into it. She teamed up with some female entrepreneurs to do it, so. Oh, it tastes great.
Celebrity wines. Celebrities are to winemakers as entrepreneurs are to The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Can you break that down for me?
Everybody on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, when they ask about their profession, they're like, I'm an entrepreneur, which is like real.
No, you know what that, I'll tell you what that is. It's, and I talk about this in my act, so warning, I'm about to tell a joke that, yes, I tell. They all go on there when they're on there for the first season, right? And they're like, oh, I'm an account executive.
Yeah.
But they just took off 6 weeks to go be on the show and... Not anymore, you're not. You missed 47 days of work.
Somebody else has that client now.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when they, but when they come back, it's always, I'm an influencer. Well, yeah. What okay. happened?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because the minute you get cast on one of those shows, they quit their jobs and they just decide that I'm an entrepreneur or an influencer or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Just a rousing endorsement to come see me live, isn't it?
Okay. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Yeah, what? No, nowhere. It's like I haven't done comedy in months. It's a good time.
Let's talk about desserts or something.
I start sweating up there. It's terrific.
Somebody coughs in the audience. You get real twitchy.
It's just real strong stuff. Better live.
This is live. What is this, pre-recorded?
In serious news, Starbucks announced today that it will begin requiring face coverings in all of its U.S. company-owned cafe locations starting July 15th, which is what, Monday?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, wait.
10, 11,
what, today's
12,
the 10th?
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
It's weird to start it on a Wednesday, no?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's, I don't know.
Well, I
pretty
mean,
crazy.
They had that infamous incident where that woman started yelling and recording at the employee or recording the employee who told her to put on a mask. Someone started a GoFundMe.
He's a millionaire now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
He's
going to become an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh. It's pretty wild, though, because obviously some governments, you know, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, for example, doing it, but there's parts of the country, you know, that are super desolate, but pretty much everyone has a Starbucks.
But so we're learning more and more, like, mask is key. Mask is like, people weren't sure about it at first. But
and Costco did it, but that's a much larger thing where people are in there for longer periods of time. It's interesting, but I don't know. So, yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, that kid Lennon Gutierrez from Starbucks, they've raised $105,000 for him.
Wow. I'm sorry, how much?
$105,000.
Oh, wow. That's a good living.
Yeah.
They say the company's committed to playing a constructive role in supporting health and government officials as they work to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So next Wednesday, if you want to get into Starbucks without a mask, now's your chance. They're required at all the ones here, too. So anyway, yeah. It'll be interesting to see if more retail places and restaurants and stuff like that do the mask thing, regardless of what governments are saying.
I think stores are doing it because it like cuts down on the fighting between customers.
Yeah, to just
you
be like, hey,
all it's... these battles, like, wear it. Why are you wearing it? It's like, if they just tell everybody to wear it, then like, just end of discussion.
They're just like, yeah, I'm literally doing my job by telling you not to do this. I can get fired otherwise, and hopefully people play ball a little bit. Don't forget, Busch Light Apple is out. That's Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, y98.com. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.